Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For a radio show that generally focuses on the serious political and cultural issues of our day, we begin this broadcast with a somewhat humorous event that took place this week in Helena. For the past several weeks, we've been focused on CI 128, a ballot measure that would embed abortion as a guaranteed right in the Montana Constitution. Most importantly, we've talked about the fact that the amendment goes much further than the proponents suggest. It allows any quote-unquote healthcare professional to deem a late-term abortion to be medically necessary right up to the moment of birth. Since the term healthcare professional is not defined, it could mean a doctor or nurse or paramedic or chiropractor or dentist or psychologist. You get the idea. This amendment also strips parents of their parental rights in the case of a minor and actually protects those who sexually abuse kids. Finally, the amendment takes away the ability of the legislature to place reasonable restrictions on abortions or abortion providers. The bottom line is for everyone to decline to sign if you're approached by someone gathering signatures to place CI 128 on the ballot. And speaking of signature gatherers, we've been encouraging everyone to videotape signature gatherers to ensure that they're following the law. It's perfectly legal as long as it's in a public space and as long as you in no way harass the signature gatherer. This is where it gets funny. This week, a person was gathering signatures in Helena. Another person walked by, saw him, and announced that he was going to videotape, at which point the signature gatherer took off running as fast as he could. Which begs the question, why run away if you're not doing anything wrong? It's perfectly legal to gather signatures in a public space, but our sources in South Dakota have told us that they were able to collect hundreds of hours of abortion amendment signature gatherers in that state that were actually breaking the law. So many hours, in fact, that the South Dakota Attorney General threatened to file charges if the signature gatherers failed to clean up their act. Videotaping is not harassment, but it does let Planned Parenthood's minions know that someone's watching. Once again, why did that signature gatherer in Helena take off running if he was doing nothing wrong? The fact that he did run would simply be hilarious if it didn't raise some serious questions. On a lighter note, my wife and I this week went to see a premiere of the movie Unsung Hero. For those who haven't heard, it's the true story behind the Christian artist Rebecca St. James, and I can honestly say this is the best movie we've seen in years. It's actually the story of Rebecca's father, a music producer in Australia, who uprooted his wife and six kids and brought them to America so he could chase his dreams. To say it wasn't easy for the family would be an understatement. The movie had us laughing and crying, on the edge of our seats, and in the end, emotionally exhausted. It's the story of a tight-knit Christian family led by an extremely strong mother, a visionary father, and a group of kids who, through their faith in Christ, overcame some extremely difficult circumstances that resulted in 5 Grammy Awards. This is a movie you don't want to miss. It shows parents and family in a positive light, and best of all, it's a true story. Once again, it's called Unsung Hero. It opens in theaters tonight, and we're encouraging everyone to attend. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.